इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय ऑल एंड वेलकम बैक टू इंडिया एट 70 हियर एट इतिहास। सो दिस एपिसोड इज ऑन समथिंग सो रीसेंट दैट इट्स एक्चुअली फनी टू कॉल इट हिस्ट्री, बट इम्पैक्ट वाइज इट विल डेफिनेटली बी कॉल्ड अ ह्यूज थिंग ऑफ पास्ट 70 ईयर्स, बिकॉज दिस वॉज सच अ बेसिक थिंग टू डू विद एवरीबडीज डे टू डे लाइफ। Everybody had an opinion to share and a story to tell. Like,
it is positive for the economy, and one of the biggest advantages in the short as well as long term is that there will be now more number of people in the tax paying bracket. The taxation in the longer term will reduce for everybody because now the denominator will increase and there will be more taxpayers in the system.
It helped digitize the economy, but it was a bad thing for the merchants who dealt only in cash.
Okay, so coming back, do you remember how the 1000 rupee note looked like? Of course, slightly pink in color, wasn't it? Or was it orange? To tell you the truth, I actually can't picture it right now. And this in a year since they were scrapped. I remember I was having dinner with my family with the TV on, and suddenly there was a news that left everyone surprised, stunned. On the night of 8th of November 2016, India was under shock. Prime Minister Modi had made a very unexpected announcement. All the 500 and 1000 rupee notes were to become mere pieces of papers with no value after midnight. New notes of 500 and 2000 rupees were introduced, which had better safeguards against duplication. Now, this was the first time when majority of the population in India came to know that something like demonetization also exists. I mean, at least 10 people I know had asked, oh, so you can just randomly cancel the currency? Really? Now, why was it done? It was supposedly to reduce corruption and black money. Also to control the spread of terrorism. So one had to exchange the demonetized notes within the next 50 days, which means that all that money has to be brought out and accounted for. Demonetization was definitely a high-risk step, considering that 90% of the country relied on cash for their transactions. So when 86% of this cash in circulation was voided, it was chaotic. Absolutely, people were seen flocking the ATMs and banks. Unfortunately, some even died standing in the long queues. So all in all, what did it really achieve? Well, it's difficult to answer that straight away. Change is always, always a very slow process. It did result in peaceful borders for some time, as terrorist activities could not be funded. The real estate industry, which is built on black money, was also cleansed. It gave a blow to the counterfeit currency and drove our country towards a supposedly cashless society.
Frankly, demonetization did not, and even today does not, have a direct impact on a 20-something white-collared professional like me. One consequence of demonetization that does seem to have made my life easier is that a lot of small enterprises, shopkeepers, or even fruit vendors have started accepting payment by debit cards, Paytm, etc. And this has almost completely eliminated the need to carry around cash.
Crores of new bank accounts were opened and shopkeepers started using online modes of transactions, like a young lady had just said. But on the other hand, many businesses went down and sectors like agriculture and fishing were almost shut down during the initial days of announcement. The weaker sections of the society were hit the worst, as many of them worked in the informal sector, where most of the transactions are done in cash anyways. And even if you are a white-collared professional who's well-versed with plastic money, you still transact in cash when it comes to paying your domestic help. I, for example, could not pay our maid for November as there was so much of shortage of cash and she did not have a bank account to begin with. So even check or NEFT was out of question. This disturbed the lives of ordinary people and resulted in major job losses for the poor. Also, the banks weren't prepared for so much of pressure. They didn't have enough of the newly designed notes to distribute in the exchange for the demonetized notes. And this led to a shortage of the lower denomination notes for some time and a widespread public anger. So do we mean that it was not right in theory?
Conceptually, it was a fantastic idea. But I think it was ill-conceived. and very poorly delivered. And above all, I think it was politically motivated. In the end, it did not achieve any of the desired results that it was supposed to deliver. The political objective that was achieved was the election results in UP, especially, which BJP won by a landslide margin. So we could have well done without demonetization.
It was, as one gentleman just said, it was a fantastic step, and it was to drive the society slowly towards cashless transactions. But unfortunately, even in urban areas, many setups were not designed to be cashless friendly. I mean, there were not enough card swiping machines to begin with. We could ensure that the necessary infrastructure is present and then make the cash void. Well, but then there's always this tendency not to do something till it's absolutely mandatory to do it. So who knows, this has worked well, as in it at least forced many setups to go cashless. And after a few months, when the supply of the new notes was normal, we all went back to cash dealings in our day-to-day life. So the purpose kind of remains defined. Demonetization did create some short-term inconveniences for the entire country. That's true. Everything from medical treatment to marriage expenditures were affected. Even after a year, demonetization as a move remains debatable. It was successful in cleansing the black money and reduced corruption, but that is still arguable. All we can say that it was a huge step taken by the government, and it showed extreme faith in the citizens. And citizens, by and large, did not disappoint the government. Did you know that the 2016 demonetization wasn't the very first that India experienced? It had happened twice in the past, 1946 and 1978. And just on a parting note, it is widely said that demonetization was actually an idea of Pranab Mukherjee, Dr. Manmohan Singh, and a few others. It did not materialize when the UPA government was in power for reasons unknown. It may have been the coalition compulsions or maybe something else, but it didn't happen. This NDA government did not have any such compulsions, so it went ahead and executed this idea. Now the question remains, who is then to be credited or to be blamed for this entire thing?